The Planet of the Sorcerers. Time Unknown.
I still hear the dead of Morning Star screaming, said Magnus, clawing a handful of ash from the crater within the Pyramid of Fotep. Cold winds blew around him, spiteful zephyrs blowing in between the vast and twisted spars of the buckled structure. We are the dead of Morning Star. Magnus let the ash fall from his fingers and looked up. The power that once wore the face of Arthava beneath Morning Star was transformed. Its face changed with each blink, every breath. It was a man, a woman, old and young, every race and colour. You look different, he said. This is a world where the only constant is inconstancy. I ought to have left you on Morning Star, said Magnus, brushing the dust and glass around him. Perhaps, said Shaitan, looking out over the fallen beauty and shattered ruins of Tizca. But Magnus the Red can never resist the call of knowledge, even when he knows it should be left alone. Your pain was so deep, said Magnus, making fists in the dust, his knuckles grating on metal. I felt what they did to you, and I was moved to pity. I was a weak, naive fool. You damned a world as vengeance for your pain. Of all the souls to escape Morning Star's destruction, why was it yours?
Because you look to save what cannot be saved. To undo what cannot be undone, said Shaitan, kneeling before him. That is your weakness.
What was it you said? When you love something with every fragment of your soul, you will sacrifice anything to save it, finished Magnus.
Tell me, what would you sacrifice to cheat fate and save your sons?
My life, said Magnus without hesitation.
You gave that on Prospero, said Shaitan. What else?
I have nothing else to offer. Shaitan joined him in sweeping dust and glass from the crater.
There is a way to take yourself from the board, to remove your sons from the sight of hungry gods.
Magnus nodded slowly and cast his mind back to the aftermath of his abandonment of Morning Star. I remember transferring from the Iron Blood to the Fotep and watching the Life-Eater virus spread over the planet's surface. I watched toxins turn what was once a verdant world of blue and gold and green to a necrotic mass of brown and mottled purple. But even that vanished when the Fotep fired a lance strike to ignite the atmosphere and begin the global firestorm.
Such apocalyptic endings have become more common of late, said Shaitan. If you hope I will mourn Morning Star's doom, you will be disappointed.
I do not hope for that, said Magnus.
Then do you tell of it because that was not your last sight of Morning Star, said Shaitan. I felt your return, many years after the Life-Eater was dead. How could I not? You descended to the surface and excavated Zarukin's ruins.
Yes.
To find the arcane machinery aboard the Shaitan?
Magnus nodded. Yes.
So the tale is not complete.
No tale is ever complete, said Magnus. The time you spent in my grimoire should have taught you that. As one story ends, another unfolds.
And as death follows life, so rebirth follows death, said Shaitan, kneeling beside Magnus to sweep the last of the debris from the base of the crater.
Though Magnus had known what he would see, the sight of the rusted hatch and its armor-glass portal still took his breath away. Emblazoned at the center of the hatch was a vectored arrow, encircled by a stylized circle and wreath, the sigil of Morning Star. No, he said, pushing himself to his feet. I was wrong. There is no rebirth to be had below in that place of horror.
There will be, said Shaitan. One day.
I will never open that damned ship, said Magnus.
No. Your favored son will open it when you cast him aside, and he has nowhere left to turn, said Shaitan. when he will show you how wrong you have been all this time.
The echo of the Emperor's words sent a shiver of dark prescience through Magnus. He glimpsed a lightning-wreathed tower, a cabal of sorcerers, betrayal and death in equal measure.
Magnus turned and walked away as Shaitan called after him. All will be dust, Magnus. All will be dust.
He did not turn back.
That was Magnus the Red by Graham McNeil. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2017.